Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Here's what we're talking about, this fear. This is what we realize. I know here straightway, man, it's been gloves off. It's been a bare knuckle spiritual battle. Ain't it? It's something. You start fingering Satan's kingdom. He increases his attack as well, you know what I mean? Because he don't want to lose what he calls some of his subjects. But we don't belong to him.
Nope.
Hallelujah. Belong to the kingdom.
Yes, sir. Come on. Come on, Chef.
If y'all can hear me, let me know. Can y'all hear me? Ten for good, one for worse. Y'all chime in. Let's go ahead and get some of these announcements out of the way. All right. So if you plan on coming to this year's Feast of Tabernacles, all right, you can go ahead and start calling in and getting your name in. Get it in the book. It needs to be in the book. Every year we hone in on this thing. And we get it in the book, get your place reserved. This year we're going to cap it off at 1,000. I don't think we can go no higher than that. We're capping it off at 1,000 Israelites. Who knows what Father's going to do this speech and what he's going to talk to them about, because can y'all not see that things are really, truly going from bad to worse?
Indeed.
Can y'all see people's spirits getting bad?
Yes, sir.
And I think what's really prevalent more than anything is that you can literally see people walking around looking like the walking dead. Mm. You ain't got no hope in the eye. No hope at all.
No.
None. Sure is bad to be without the real Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Come on, Chef. What a wasted life.
Yes, sir.
Well, we're going to cap it off with 1,000, but you call this number behind me. Get your name down in the book. Now, mind you, if you're brand new, if we don't know you, don't forget to get your name in the book, but leave your name and number, because we may have to call you back. And vet you, because the feast is only by invitation only. Invitation only. You have to be invited to the feast. You got to have a garment on too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what's funny? Every feast was somebody's getting ready to fall away or go away. It makes you wonder, first of all, number one, what spirit is it that drives them to come to the feast in the first place? Because they all got that same look, don't they?
Yes, sir.
You can tell when someone is, first of all, it's the same standard operating procedure. You see them the year before, they're excited, glad to be here. Spot you on the next year, they come in all reserved, looking around like it's their first time here. Lose their dance, lose their praise. Yeah, you're right. Looking over their shoulder like they're strangers. The whole spirit changes. I watched it with Teacher Eric Robinson, too. I told you there's a certain spirit that people carry about themselves. Whenever a spirit has entered in, Remember, Satan entered into Judas. It is. And there's a certain way, there's a certain look. You can see it. Can't you see it, Deech?
Yes.
You look at them, they were. Now I'm just talking about, I mean, I just gave an example of what one of them looked like last year. If you don't believe me, go back and look at the videos. You can see it. You can see their spirit. Just watch them. Then go back and look at the year before. We're capping it off at 1,000 this year, which is more than enough. Saints, I would, if you're going to use propane heaters, I would get me some propane cylinders. I will go ahead and start stacking up on the stuff right now. Keep them shelves at the store empty or Amazon. I would. May not be available by the time you come in October. I would say that we could predict the weather, but the weather right now in August is acting like we're in September. And the weather that we experienced in July felt like August. And more than that, this is the hottest year I've ever had an experience on. This is bad, son. This is really bad. You know, a lot of people died, too. Especially across the pond over there, a lot of people went to sleep. Because they don't prepare themselves. We also have an arrival date. If you're coming for the feast, y'all can start coming in on the 5th of October and setting up. Then the date that everybody needs to be off the land is the 18th. The 18th of October. Now, trumpets begin nightfall the 24th of September. That's when we know we're in peace then on.
Yes, sir.
Then the Day of Atonement.
Yes.
The nightfall starting October 3rd, what they call Moon Day, but it's really the second day. I mean, third day. Then the feast starts on the world's Saturday night, October 8th. goes all the way to the last day, October 16th. Lord, just give me. I shouldn't be eating. To talk about these barbecue chips are good. Get your white.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole year. You wouldn't believe how many people ain't prepared for that. We're talking about 365 days out of the year and ain't ready for it. That's bad. It's bad. I hope everybody's cutting spending. Starving the beast out there. And mostly spending on reinvesting it in Israel, yourself. Food stores and stuff. Brothers and sisters. I did a video today speaking about culture and how that this world is working extremely hard, Satan is, It's crazy because we're in here watching the series.
What's the name of the thing?
Now I forget the name of that thing, but anyway, what they're doing now in movies, series, they're trying to normalize what the Bible calls sin. They're trying to make it socially acceptable what the scriptures clearly tell you that will damn your soul. World Without End. Yeah, it's a series called World Without End. Kind of boring, too. I just like looking at stuff that, you know, pertaining to the 13th, 14th, 15th, 100th, you know what I mean? Kind of boring. I guess it's all right as far as that can go, but they're trying to make it normal. Of course, you know it will be the Catholics. Man on man, woman on woman, you know what I mean? And then here they go. This is how they sell it right here. And they try to play Yah by saying, if it's love, so God loves it. He knows that he's in it. In other words, whatever you define as love.
Right.
Forget about what the book defines as love. But because you love, God's in it. Oh, well, y'all, sure, God is in it, but y'all ain't in it.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. And they have become professionals, appeasers of consciousness. Make everybody feel good. And isn't it amazing how today, how they're forcing people who robbing people of freedom of speech. It's like this latest pandemic that took place, right? Now they're coming out and saying the opposite. I think we missed the mark. We messed up, and we basically was way too forceful and ruined people's lives. A lot of people lost their job, and you know, you really didn't have to do all this and all that. And anytime I post a news source on Patreon, y'all should check it out. Because it's very informative. Did y'all see that lying buzzard today? There's a woman up there. Her name is Bird. I said, yeah, she do look like a bird. She look like a pterodactyl. What she look like? Kim burnt her, man. Kim Emerson?
Yeah.
She burnt her, man. But then she was telling everybody what you need to do, what you have to do. And they're trying to get everybody forced comply and all this other stuff. And it's bad. Now people are falling over, checking out into eternity. Huh? Long-standing illnesses, can't walk. I said, give it 3 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
that's when you're going to really find out what the effects
mm-hmm.
of obeying the system is. How the hell are you 3 times enhanced, boosted to the zenith, and you still catch the mess?
Right.
What is this vaccine back here, Mother Carol, that they gave us? They gave us a vaccine shot. I can't remember what it is. Y'all see it. Everybody in my generation, man, they got that. You see it? It's a permanent mark on you. It's a permanent mark on you, man. But that right there lets you know that if it ever comes right, you'll never get it. Hey, look, you think
smallpox.
See, I was a baby then. I ain't know nothing about it. But it's on us. It is on our generation. You say your daddy got it. And I tell you, personally, Pastor Dow, personal opinion is, I don't trust nothing the government says. As a matter of fact, I think that the problem with the government is that they're too busy sticking their nose in everybody's business. They're too busy messing around with the private sector, which actually runs the country. Now, on the news or the economic front, don't y'all get all giddy and happy. I had somebody I was talking to a few days ago. They be like, yeah, they go, this was when I was in Iowa. They go, ooh, boy, sure is nice that gas is down like a dollar or something. And I said, he said, why you make that face? I said, I tell you, the mind control and manipulation is utterly amazing. I think gas was like $1.72 a gallon when Trump was in office. And now they got you thinking after they done pumped it all the way up here, then when they knock it down a dollar, they got you think you got a deal.
Come on.
Instead of you saying it's down a dollar, how about you say it's still up $2? See what I mean?
Yes,
and people getting happy. But you know what ain't changed? When you go to that grocery store and see them prices on that food, it ain't changed. It's still high. And so, if y'all waiting on this recession to end, it ain't going to end no time. I don't care what they try to tell y'all. Don't listen to these people. I've been more right concerning the economy than these people have. And these are the experts that have all the insider trader secrets. They already know the way the economy's going to go. And I'll tell you what the new thing is. Inflation is high. So you know who the next boogeyman is, right? It's going to be the recession. They're not going to, listen, they've already, I was in there looking at a YouTube video earlier. And I think it was Peter Schiff. He was in there talking. And Masha was in the kitchen. And right when he was getting to the punchline of telling people why that inflation is here, it ain't because of lack of jobs. Or it ain't because of jobs. It ain't because of the supply chain or demand. I screamed at the TV. I said it's because they print money out of oblivion. The printing press is running.
Yes,
and it's running like you wouldn't believe it. And then what did he say after he got finished with all the spiel? You print money. You got, you know, the government seems to think that if they throw more money and they give you more money, which they're borrowing from you, future, we keep on going about 20, 30 times. They're actually thinking that they're going to stop inflation, stop recession, but it's the printing of the money, it's their policies that's causing all this.
Yes, sir.
See, that money was created out of thin air. There was no exchange of goods and services. There was no labor. There was nothing there. It was
given to you. Come on.
Yeah, they had nothing back on it.
Yes,
none.
Yes.
And with people, you know, the dumb people, the dumb-dumbs. Well, did you get your government check? You better go check. You better put your name in and see if you got the check. Now, don't get me wrong. They're going to give you check. Give it to you. They'll take it. I wish they would give me one. Some people got 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them. They did. And you know what they did with it? They went out and bought TVs, you know, the latest TVs.
Yeah.
I mean, how many TVs and toasters can you get? You know what I mean?
Yes.
PlayStation, that's what sold out all the PlayStation when nobody can't get none. The stimulus checks did. They stimulated the economy. You know, if everything is bad as they said it was, you would think that people would go out there and stocked up on some food.
Right.
Food is the last thing that people worry about until they get to the grocery store and find out that the shelf is empty.
Too late.
Food. I mean, I just got finished buying 2 cases of MREs. I did. And I need to get a whole bunch more. Passed out. Why you Mouth got passed out. Why you go out buying all them MRE passed out? What you need passed out? MIEs for a passed out. Passed out. Come on, man. Ain't you sick and tired of MIE, man? Y'all eat them MIEs out there doing their MIEs. What do you need them MIEs for a passed out? It's a mystery, isn't it? Tell you the reason why we need the MREs exclusively just for you. If you want to know why did Pastor Don go out by MREs, type in one. I got two cases, and I need about 48 more. The reason why is because if you have a fire team, if you have brothers that can actually go out and recon, because see, the whole idea is if you have a position, you don't want to wait till the fight comes to you. You want to send people out to scout. Are you following? And sometimes they may have to be out there 2-3 days. And what better meal for them to have than the MRE? They don't have to come back in. Unless necessary, you understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I live months, weeks, months in the field with MREs. And so you need meals ready to eat out there to support your fire team. You need to try to find a way to get some communications that were actually charged by solar, you know, little solar batteries. You got a fire team, you need life straws. Stuff to put in your bag. You know, all the stuff that people don't think about. How they look, you're going to go out here and you're going to go out on patrol and you got to come back to Garrison every day for a hot meal when you got MREs sitting right here. One thing about being a soldier. Anybody want to know about being a soldier?
Yes, sir.
You want to know about being a soldier? Type in 7.
Yeah.
Do y'all know? One thing about being a soldier is that when you're training, they're not trying to make things comfortable for you. There's nothing comfortable about it. Now, I'm making sense.
Yes, sir.
What's comfortable about going to the company, you go through 8 hours of block of instruction by the time you actually exit the aircraft. You up here shooting up. You're sitting on green ramp for a couple hours waiting to be loaded up on the plane. They fly around, they drop you off in some third world damn country. You got to hump anywhere between 11 to 15 miles through their mountainous regions and stuff at nighttime with a rucksack weighing anywhere between 80 and 115 pounds. And you don't get no tent. When it's time for you to stop and take a rest, you just pull up next to a tree or you find some bushes to go hide in. You know those bushes you see on the side of the road you never walk in? And you don't get to come in and wash your behind for a couple of weeks. You think that they're trying to, what you call, that you are well cared for? A soldier designed to embrace the suck. Did not y'all call you to be good soldiers?
Yes, sir.
He designed y'all to stop complaining and embrace the suck.
Hallelujah. Come on,
are you following me?
Yes,
see, even in the spirit realm, he called us to be good soldiers.
Yes, sir.
Yes, it did.
Soldiers. Yes, sir. Yes, it did.
And everything ain't always going to be easy.
Oh, no.
Ain't no need to complain. Nobody complains. Just, you know, you're all out there. Ain't nothing going to change until the mission's complete. Nothing's going to change. So you just got to learn how to embrace the suck. You know, when you dealing with yourself in life. As old saying goes, you need to learn how to be not weary in well-doing for a new season.
Yes.
You will reap.
Yes.
If.
If.
So what's the whole purpose of the trial? If you what?
Faint not.
Whole purpose of the trial, see if you're going to faint.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo. Most people, the trial comes, they forget all about it. It's there to make you faint.
Yeah.
It's there to make you go back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of training in the military, especially if you're going to do some special skills, believe it or not, when you go to those places, they want you to pass, but they also want you to fail. They set it up purposely to test you,
yeah,
hoping that you will quit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right, Z. You weed out the people who are not up to the standard. Doesn't mean that one person is a better human being or not or the other. It's just that this is not suited for you. So this walk is really not suited for some of you people out there pretending. If I was a cadre, a spiritual cadre, man, all you need is two no-goes in one rotation and you out. You go back to garrison or back to the world. You fail one day, you are no-go at this station. See what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Nothing personal. Feelings and emotions have nothing involved. It has nothing to do. It ain't even involved in it. One chance, okay, you fail. You get one chance to retest. And that's it. You fail again, bye. See you later. But I know I can. Maybe at another time, but this ain't it. Goodbye.
Good riddance.
And stow the hell on, you slowing up our school, get the hell up out of here. Mm-hmm. Again, nothing personal. But you have to be tested. You must be proven. And you must be tried. The Messiah never promised us a bed of ease. You're supposed to be prepared for adversity.
Yes, sir.
The book tells you, through much tribulation, shall you enter into the kingdom of God. Paul told you himself that I thank Yah.
Yeah.
For what? I truly thank him. All my afflictions, all my infirmities, all my trials. Hey, I was shipwrecked in the deep.
Mm-hmm.
I was left for dead,
mm-hmm,
beaten,
mm-hmm,
in perils, mm-hmm, my countrymen, mm-hmm, in perils, mm-hmm, my brother. And what do you want? You want to be able to come do a Holy Ghost dance every Sabbath and not expect it? You know, it's crazy. Why do people avoid the fight?
Come on, Chef.
I'm finna say something.
Yeah, take your time, Chef. Let us hear.
Within the last, I'm gonna paint a broad brush here, okay? I want everybody to listen. Within the last 2 months, I've been to quite a few communities and homesteads. Are y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
And I can tell you, after going to quite a few communities and homesteads, that there are people on communities that they hear the same messages as we do, but they're not taking the heart. These people, you can see it in their lifestyle, they are just there existing. Did y'all hear what I said? They are just existing. When you go there, you see no growth in them. Mind you, you live on the community. You literally see no growth. Especially the women. The brother, man, you can see it. And some of these, man, you can see it in these brothers. I mean, these brothers are on fire.
Yeah.
These women, they just existing. You know, somebody got to be that foolish woman to flush the house down, though. Somebody got to be that heavyweight. Somebody got to be that burden. Somebody got to be it. But I can tell you, I travel to communities, and, man, these women, a lot of them, and I know people passed out. All you talk about, women passed out. What does the book talk about? Does the Bible ever warn you about men?
Come on.
So don't sit up and think that I'm being some type of male chauvinist pig, or I'm being very discriminatory. All I'm doing is falling in the same vein, and I'm falling like I see. The same way we got.
Yes, sir.
You can come to this community right here, the hub, and you can leave. You can leave here 1 month, come back next month, and you will see growth in our system.
Yes. Oh,
hallelujah.
Yes.
You can see the change in them, and it's like, wow. But you go to other places, all they're doing is just hearing a message. A few little hallelujahs, they ain't changing. They still got the same drama. They still got the same discord. People refusing to humble themselves. No humility.
Come on,
whatsoever at all. Always at odds, crossing ways, no deliverance is really going on whatsoever at all. Making mouths dead, speaking arrogantly, sowing discord. No matter how much we talk about it. And it's the same people over and over again. And then you got so much or so many other people that ain't striving that it overshadows the one or two sisters that really stands out, that they light shines. There's so much darkness that is trying to stymie the light of a few. Now, if you want me to call names, I'll call names. I'll call them. I'll tell you flat out who it is, so there's no room for misunderstanding. But in this instance, there's no need to call the names yet until I see it again. Next time I go to these places, I'm going to call names. I'm going to walk right up to them and call names. I mean, really, the next question is, why are you here?
Right.
If you think that being on the community straightway is going to get you to the kingdom, you have lost your mind. You have lost your mind. You ain't made it, huh?
Oh, come on, Chef.
As a matter of fact,
come on, Chef.
Being on straightway,
come on, Chef.
And you are not, anyone in the community is a straightway, and you're not consistently improving, you just about chartered and checked yourself right on into hell.
Strive.
Did y'all hear what I said?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
The Bible says they're going to come from the north and the south, the east and the west, and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. But then it says, but the children of the kingdom is going to be thrust into outer darkness, where there's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And look, and it's even bad. It's bad when the Most High Yah calls you to be moved around a community.
Come on, Shabbat.
And then you fall away from that.
Come on.
I heard people say, God told me to move here. God told me to move out. And next thing you know, they get offended. Now, in that parable,
come on,
that speaks about there's a certain ground.
Yeah.
That when the sword went forth to sow.
Yeah.
Three different types of ground.
Yes, sir. Yep.
That he sold it on.
Yes, sir.
And I always ask everybody, when you listen to that, when you read that parable, listen, which one are you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice
question. Mm-hmm.
What chokes out the word of God from you?
Yeah.
Because even in straightway, we got people that just existed. They ain't get no better. They literally ain't get no better. The few, but it's very few, though. Very few. The more I go to another community, like Straightway Kentucky East, Elder Mitch up there working his ass off.
Yeah.
Him and a brother up there, they working their ass off. But three-quarters of those sisters ain't improving. They still the same as they were 5 years ago. They ain't improving at all. you can just about go and pick out every community and get the same testimony. See, most of you are fooled by a soft voice. You're fooled because they smile at you at the time you're there. And you have no discerning of spirit whatsoever at all. Ain't nobody got to tell me nothing. Usually when I go places, I'm the one that's asking the leaders about people.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying? I walk over and look, and I first ask, and I don't ask about everybody, but just certain people.
Sir.
You know the reason why?
Yes, sir.
Because no matter what veneer, no matter what veil that you're trying to put up, that is a certain look. That's
yes,
a certain
sir.
Spirit.
Yes. Yes, sir.
That accompanies you when you're out of pocket. I went to one community, there was no growth at all, in none of them. What is the main thing that will get you right out of the kingdom after being born again? Anybody want to know?
Yes, sir.
Type in three.
Three.
There's only one thing that will keep you from the kingdom after being born again. And it's summed up in one word, offended. Offensive. Offensive. You know how many people get offended? Cause you to harden your heart.
Yes. Hate.
Right. Sure does.
Yes, sir.
Don't make no mistake. Make no mistake about it. Everybody ain't striving to get to the kingdom. Most people thinking that they can ride the coattails of somebody else. Listen, let me make it plain. No matter how much or how much, no matter who you think you are or whatever level of born again you think that you want to be or whatever, listen to me. You got to have your own relationship with him.
It is.
For yourself. Some of you, you think your husband is going to save you and you're going to miss the kingdom. The children will be saved, but you won't. Some of you, you think the wife is just because she's holding you there because she can help you get there. You'll be a husband and go straight to hell, but the children will be saved.
Good.
No, it's real talk.
Yes, sir.
Why you think Satan is always fighting us?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Now, if it's too much fire for y'all, y'all let me know.
No, sir.
We'll turn the temperature down a little bit.
Huh?
This broadcast right here is called Fahrenheit. Shabbat Shalom. Fahrenheit 777.
All that.
You better believe it.
Come on.
Now, why would I say any of this in the first place if I didn't care for yourself?
Come on, sir. Come on. Very true.
Very true. Think about it. Why would I say any of this if I didn't care for yourself? Don't deceive yourself. And then what else gets people is that they go out here and start eating off other tables. Messing them up. Y'all didn't even draw you to that table, but you're going to go eat off somebody else's table. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, sir.
It's like we're here, but I want to go and eat off the Baptist table. Ain't nothing but unclean beasts over there. Or I'm going to eat off of the vegetarian table. Ain't nothing over there but stuff that's going to make you weak. Weak in spirit. Did I post that about that lady on TED Talk?
Yes, sir.
They wouldn't put it up. Because they do, they push it. Now, listen, I'm not, hey, you want to eat nothing but herbs? Or hey, I eat a boatload of fruit.
Yes,
I promise I do.
Yes, sir.
I eat, matter of fact, I actually eat more fruit than I do meat. By a long shot. Matter of fact, my whole family eats more fruit.
Hallelujah.
And vegetables.
Yes.
Than they do meat.
Yeah,
you look like tonight's dinner, man. Oh, man, I wish I took a picture of that thing. All the Michelle be cooking, but man, they come, some will come up with some type of dish. I don't know what it was. There's like a few pieces of salmon in there. On a bed of rice. Had some dense greens with some avocados.
Ooh.
And there's, I think, a little bit of cauliflower or whatever.
Brother.
I told him, because y'all, anybody ever been around me, if y'all really, I know it's hard, y'all believe, but Pastor Dye, I really don't eat much.
Yes, sir.
Pastor, you full of shit. I really don't eat much. So tonight, you know, I get my regular little plate, and I said, hey, I want a quarter of what I just had. And I said, boy, I know I'm finna stuff myself. At least right now, but it ain't gonna last long because, you know, if you eat a bunch of complex carbohydrates like rice, grain rice, and you have half your plate is micronutrients, greens. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And a good fat like avocados, eggs, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And stuff like that, and then you got this three or four pieces of salmon on that stuff. I mean, you ain't got no meat at all. You understand what I mean?
Yep.
You see what I mean? And you eat that, yeah, right now it'll fill you up, but, you know, man, your body go like an inferno, gonna burn it up if you just got finished working out.
Yep.
You gotta be disciplined to not go and rob the cookie jar at 9 o'clock.
That's the problem.
The problem with many of you out there is you eat too late.
Yeah.
You eat and you go to bed.
Mm-hmm. True. Yes, sir.
I mean, right now, you see, believe it or not, I told y'all the other day, what time is it now? Usually you see me on Blog Talk. Every once in a while, I'll get some food right on the invitation. Every time that I eat this plate of potato chips, I just ate a meal. That's a snack, snack my ass. That's a meal.
Yes, sir.
You need to chalk that up as another time you just got finished eating that day.
Yes, sir.
And some of you are going eating triple-decker hamburgers at 9 and 10 o'clock at night and going to bed with a full stomach, and you wonder why you can't lose no weight.
Yeah. Come on, chef.
You wonder.
Wisdom. Come on. It's good.
You should eat a damn thing after 6 o'clock. The majority of the time, don't eat nothing after. You'll be fine. You'll live. I'm living.
Yeah, hallelujah. Y'all. Yeah. Yes,
I go to bed every night with 2-3 bottles of water.
Yes.
I wouldn't advise any of that because I'm telling you, if you want to sleep.
That's true. Very true.
Yeah. Sometimes I wake up sitting there all because I got to go to the bathroom. Because I made me stop eating, but man, I'm still drinking water.
Right.
You know what I mean? And if there's a night where I choose to have a beer, I'm probably going to have 2 beers. I sit out there have 2, I have 1. And then I take one sip out of it, I wake up in the morning, and there's a whole bottle of beer that's got finished wasting. That is nonsensical. That don't make no sense. Because it's flat. It's you can't do nothing, but just pour it down the sink. But when I go to bed tonight, I got that bottle of water set up. I go use the restroom. Then I come back. I chug me some water. I'm back to sleep again.
Yes, sir.
That's just, I drink water all the time.
Yes, sir.
And we found, and let me tell y'all something. You know, I guess we're going to get on a little bit of, listen, water by itself will not hydrate you.
Mm.
Maybe I'm taking a video away from me and some of what we should have did on fitness. Water by itself will not hydrate you. Well, if that died, you say drink a lot of water. Yeah, drink water. Yeah, you need to drink some water. The reason why I tell y'all to drink a gallon of water because I know you ain't even drinking a half a gallon. So I figure if you shoot for the stars, you may hit the sky.
Yes, sir. That's true.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
But you need electrolytes. You can get electrolytes through fruit.
Yep.
Vegetables. You can supplement it if you can get some electrolytes that ain't loaded with a bunch of dang sugar.
True. Yes.
Because the electrolytes is what keeps your cells hydrated.
Come on, Seth.
And if you set up and dilute yourself with water, and all you do is drink water, you're going to deplete your system of sodium that you need.
Salt.
And get... You're right, man. Salt. You're going to sodium, and you're going to deplete yourself of electrolytes.
Yes.
Then when you go to drink water, you're going to think that, okay, your body is saying, well, I'm thirsty. Yeah, you are thirsty. So you go drink water, and then you keep on drinking, but you ain't never quenching your thirst because you ain't got no electrolytes in you. And the reason why you ain't got no electrolytes in you, because you eat too much meat, and you ain't eating enough fruits and vegetables that will help you get the best electrolytes that there is,
yes,
such as water, melon. Can I go? You know, stuff like pine, apple.
Come on,
you know those fruits and vegetables that's got a lot of water content in it.
Come on.
Back down, back down, back down. No one did nothing for me.
I love you.
No one did nothing for me.
It's awesome.
Yeah. What I know.
Come on.
Yeah. What do I know?
Yes, sir.
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Like, yeah, coconut water, but if you think you're going to the store and buy coconut water in one of those cardboard boxes, you don't know what coconut water is. I know what coconut water is. I can show you a video of me drinking coconut water from a real coconut. But coconut water is good if you can get it in a pure form. But, hey, all I'm trying to do, number one, to make you think, and then to help you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Good help.
Well, Pastor, why are you drinking that beer? Because that's good. Well, it is alcohol. You really don't need it. Nope, sure don't need it at all. Let me give y'all my extent in my whole life of drinking alcohol. Y'all want to hear it?
Yes, sir.
I drank beer. First time I had a drink, I drank beer from beer 19. I didn't start drinking strong drink until I was actually 21. And I think I stopped 19 to 24. Somewhere right in there. And then I didn't touch another drink of alcohol from 24 to 44. We didn't drink no alcohol here. We're too busy working. We didn't condemn nobody drinking alcohol. We wasn't even thinking about it because we're too busy working. Now, we're still working our ass off.
Yes.
You understand what I mean? But it's what we do in moderation.
There it is.
You can't, I mean, the book says, what life is it of a man without wine and women? It don't condemn it, but it doesn't tell you to go out and be a damn bumbling alcoholic.
Yeah.
Or a rat and fool.
Yeah, right.
How many assemblies can you go to where you can put all that liquor, all that alcohol, all that strong drink out on the table, and ain't nobody fighting each other, and everybody wanting to praise?
Come on.
If you have strong drink on the table and it leads you to praise, boy, you all right.
All right.
Hey.
That's wrong, man. Hey. It's all right.
You don't, there's nothing in the law that you have to take a strong drink. But I'm going to tell you one damn thing. Everybody has to drink the wine.
Amen.
We do that to appease people who ain't there yet. But on Passover, when anybody want grape juice, yeah. They didn't have grape juice then. Welch's created grape juice. There was a man by the name of Welch. They created grape juice. There wasn't no grape juice back then. The way they preserved grapes was by the fermentation process. They turned it into wine. Wine yarden is different than strong drink. And remind you, in Mizraim, they had, you know, beer is older than Egypt. They had beer way back in Egypt. It's just that when you live to drink.
Come on, Chef.
Can't live without it. It's sad. Can't function without it. Matter of fact, tell you the truth, if you drink too much, it makes you not want to do a damn thing.
True. Yes, sir.
Because you're too busy to recover from the next day.
Come on.
The reason why you're too busy to recover from the next day is because you're dehydrated.
Yes.
That's it.
You ain't got no electrolytes in it.
That's it.
Oh, Pastor, I'm taking a morning after pill. It don't work till the morning after. After the morning after. So learn some self-control.
Yes.
But anyway, back on the spirituality.
Yes,
even in the midst of all this beautiful, thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Lifting the cover.
Yes.
Let's go! Hey! Again, and exposing that damn devil.
Yes, sir.
Destroying the
damn maritime spirit.
Yes.
You marine spirit.
Yes, hallelujah.
Yeah, it's a great way we got you.
Yeah!
Yes, sir.
I don't care how much shit you got going off in the night and try to enter into our subconscious, into our dreams, and try to war and fight. That ain't going to work.
Come on. No.
Hey, we too damn familiar.
Yeah.
See me last Sabbath when I was preaching, all of a sudden I go,
Yep.
Now I'm up there trying to preach, I'm like, because you know you saw something.
Yes, sir.
Let's deal with these damn demons too much. You know, at the same time, I mean, they ain't going to show themselves out of you. You position yourself on them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to go to y'all ass.
Yes,
Lord has a lie, sir.
Man, the king is with me.
Come on, man.
I can't fight them by myself.
Hey, the greater one.
Yeah.
The king is me.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
And when they see that blood,
yeah,
man, it's all, they know that's how I think
right there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's why when you see them, they always flee out the
We can flee.
And I'm not tired yet.
Hallelujah.
And ain't gonna be tired.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Endure. Keep on.
I say all this to provoke you to good works. Don't sit up and feel bad because you get called out. And mind you, I ain't called your name yet. I ain't get personal now. I'm pretty damn good as a, that it, you know, most people say it's sharpshooter. It's expert.
Yes, sir.
Then sharpshooter.
Mm.
Then marksman.
Mm.
And I said it's bolo. Be a bolo when you can't even come back in a bolo. And you get it.
Yes, sir.
I intend on hitting a target every single time because open rebuke is better than secret love. Who y'all love, he chases. And not only chases, but he scourges every son who he receives. You understand that? That means y'all going to strap your ass up. And if you boy, and despise not the chastening of the master.
Yes, sir.
Don't be weary when you are corrected on him.
Yes.
See, most people, they won't take it personal.
Right.
Teacher, if you ever in the ministry ever rebuked and corrected someone and did it with the hopes and that they would fall away or go away? No, you always do it with the hopes that they would come to the knowledge of the truth, repent. And I keep telling people look at repentance the wrong way. I mean, most times when you repent, you're sorrowful, you're remorseful, you're heavy.
Right.
Are you following?
Yes,
do we not all experience that? Yes or no?
Yes, sir.
I mean, we kick ourselves, we let down, downcast, downtrodden, got a heavy spirit. Do we not?
Yes, sir.
Do we not if you're I'm going to say if you repent, because some of you don't even know what it is. Are you not?
Yes, sir.
That's what repentance is, right?
Yes, sir.
But don't the book also say that it is the goodness of Yah that leads you to repent?
Yes, sir.
When Paul said, hey, I'm not sorry that I made you sorrowful. But I tell you one thing, I'm so happy that I made you sorrowful over a godly sorrow. I mean, my intended purpose was to hope to get you here so that you can go back. Because by yourself, you ain't going to do it. You ain't going to do it not by yourself. You're going to take it ease in time. You're going to act like you've arrived and everybody else need all the help. You got people over here listening to the sermon. They about to then pull their hair out. They'll be, they want to stop service, repent right there.
Right. I mean,
grab up all of the fabric from the carpet. And bro, you have arrived, you know, them people, boy, I'll be glad when they get it. Been amazing. We need to get Brother Josh T. Chain and put his music up here in a queue. You know, whenever we take breaks, Brother Josh Brown did the same stuff. The music on for us on Sabbath. He played the guitar. That brother be throwing down.
Yes, sir.
That brother be throwing down.
Yes, sir.
Man, he be playing, don't he?
Oh, yeah.
Matter of fact, I meant to upload his videos, but from that, from Sabbath.
Yes, sir.
Can I let y'all in on my week this week, if y'all want to hear it?
Yes, sir.
If anybody want to hear how Pastor Dow's week went this week, type in two.
Two.
And you, I want $20 back. You know the reason why? You put that thing together, and it was all together. But you know what you missed? You missed the step where you're supposed to tighten the screws to lock the bolt into the screw. Okay. Give my $20 back. You can keep on. I want my $20 because I did your job. You don't believe me, ask something. Go in there and ask her. Go ask her. I did your job. What was we talking to you for?
Your week.
Oh, my week.
Yeah.
See, you get distracted. I just want my money. I paid you for a job. You're going to get paid full price. You're going to give me half service. All right. So we had Shabbat. You get it now? Yeah, that's right. So what about money? And make sure after Shabbat, he ends up right here. So, we had Shabbat, then first day morning I had to go pick up my child, Nelly, from Straightway, Kentucky, out there east. I'm going to start calling it, well, I'm going to say tentatively, calling it the Valley. Because the hill is in between two hilltops. Way down in the valley. Hey! And I'll leave it at that. Ranger and Frogman know what I'm saying, and the paratrooper and the veterans know what I'm talking about. And I'm going to leave it at that. I used to call cadence. Can y'all believe I used to be able to run? I could actually call cadence for 8 miles. Most people are like, oh, ain't no big deal. Oh, yeah, you get out there in front of 120 men and you lead in the cadence for 8 miles. 8 miles. That's a lot of lungs. That's a lot of lungs. I heard a loud roar. And mind you, this is an old voice. You can even hear. You can hear the vibrato. You can hear it. Yeah. Boy, he's just singing that thing, boy. Loud. Huh?
Yeah.
Mama told Sally not to go downtown.
Yeah.
Too many paratroopers hanging around. I'll leave it at that. Because it leads from being rated PG. Going all the way out of that. We're leaving it at that.
Yes, sir.
So I left all my money. And what else?
A week.
Oh, a week.
Yes, sir.
So I went to pick up my shop.
Valley.
In the valley. Straightway Valley. For right now. Tentatively. Had a brand new granddaughter born.
Anna.
You got to put the H at the end. You got it. Grace. They're going to need some grace after Salome. My poor little Salome, man. They giving her a bad rap. You ever seen those grandbabies, those little children? Well, when you look at them, they look so peaceful and so innocent. But you know the report is true. They're riots, boy. They be raising them. You know it, don't it? But when you see them, they just so, oh, man, it make your heart melt. That's how it makes. She look at you just, and you know she Chucky, Jason, and Freddy Krueger. Nah. Seriously, you know what I mean? You know she's raising, causing her mom and daddy just raising hell in there. I go see my grandbaby, man. They got her caged up. And she ain't even two. My solo mate. Leave my main man alone. And my Maymay. Shoot. Hey, you know who named her Maymay, right? This guy named her Maymay. Maymay! But, Solomon, they get a bad rap, man. And I'll tell you what, if you was in the world courts, all you got to do is put on a stand, they'll throw the book at you. You get 25 years. She got that word, she's sitting there like this. Bam, you're guilty, bam, you get your butt up out of here, you gone. Anyway, I go straight away to Kentucky, pick up my child. we come on back here. Then I had to go to the Cadillac dealer and get the AC worked on. So I'm jumping in that vehicle, and it was nothing, just hot air, compressor bad. It took them 4 hours to find it. They said, okay, we'll have it done in about 5 hours. I said, no, yeah, y'all come up here and get me right now. I ain't sitting there in no 5 hours. Come back and get it the next day. And then we had use control in the hole. We did 114 yards of concrete. That's a lot of concrete, man. You don't understand that. Can I break down concrete for you?
Sir.
Anybody, if you want me to break down concrete for you and give you an example, type in force.
Whoa.
Y'all want to hear it?
Yes, sir.
We poured 114 yards of concrete. Good thing we had many hands make light work.
Yeah.
So if you wouldn't let that hose go, you won't see it through, though, would you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's enduring. Yeah. Woo! And then it vibrated, lifting that thing up and down, up and the man. But anyway, so a cubic yard of concrete is around 2,000 pounds. We poured 114 yards. That's 250,000 pounds of concrete that we end up laying in the walls and on that boat building over there. That's a long day, brother. I don't care which way you look at it. You ain't going to deal with concrete and not going to come out. You're going to come out nasty. It's still, I don't care what way you look. It's still heavy work. It's just heavy work, man. But many hands do make like work of that stuff. It does. Appreciate labor love, too. You stayed in there. Didn't you? Man, you know, our brother Brent had it right, and Bud had it right, too. That was a scary thing to get that vibrator caught. And when Bud just went down in there, I mean, you look like Bud just did a swan dive in the concrete to go get that vibrator hit. Because normally, you know, because what happens, it twists around that rebar. And if it gets snaked in there too damn good, because that vibrator, and the concrete's flat. That thing snaked out in there too damn bad, man. You have to cut the wire, man, and it's just in the building. That's a $700 head. Y'all hear me? You see the reason why Bud dove in there to go get it? Because we wasn't even finished yet. We was on the last call, but we just had a way to go. Brothers all did a good job. I appreciate all y'all labor of love. Those who came and showed up, a whole lot more showed up than we expected, but hey, I appreciate it. Everything that everybody did, it helped in every great way. Especially making sure for the tightness of the wedges. I mean, everybody contributed. It was just a beautiful thing. All I had to do was point, look, go get me a turkey sandwich. Next time I come out there, all y'all coming up, man, I'm going to bring me a lounge chair with an umbrella.
Hallelujah.
I think I'm about to the umbrella stage now.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Because, you know, me and Bud and all of us, man, teach me, we full well set to go ahead and do it ourselves.
Yes,
y'all come out there, man, y'all get in there, y'all got this thing, y'all learn. I'm like, shit, look at this thing right here.
Come on now.
Well, we got some men coming up behind us. We got those dovetails. That was third day. Then I drove 10 hours to an hour on fourth day. Because most people don't know how straight we do it. All of our heavy-duty trucks, we upgrade them. Y'all notice that, right? We upgrade them because, man, them things, man, we work these trucks. Do we not work these trucks? These trucks be worked, bro. But what we do to them, you can't even pay for. We pay a little bit up front, but you, over a life of the truck, can't even be paid for.
Elder Mitch has used that dually, that white dually, to go pick up tractors, pick up bat wings. I mean, you name it. When dump that thing, that white truck, that's been a hoss for us, ain't it? And I keep telling people over and over again that a truck is the lifeline of a community. Don't go out and buy no 150s, F-150s, 1500s. That ain't no truck. You have to get 2500s and above. You have to. Preferably diesel. You need that power. You need that torque. And then I flew back Thursday morning, which was yesterday. I ain't get in till almost 6 o'clock. Then we had today, I ain't going to mention what I do, we had to do a little council today. And now here we are in Blog Talk. So my week is shot. One day to the next, my week is gone. You understand what I mean? G-O-N-E. And now next week, or Thursday, I'm going to Georgia. It's been 4 or 5 months since I've been in Georgia. We got Straightway Georgia at the Rock down there. That brother Robert is developing all by himself. And in that vicinity right there, you got Straightway Georgia with Elder Rufus. We got Alabama is being developed. You got brother Brett Crago in there. The community up there. And yeah, that undisclosed location that the state's gonna be moving on. Man, we're busy.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. We are busy. And then that's not including being on the phone. Most people don't even know. Man, Brother Kabir, he does so much work behind the scenes. People don't understand it. You know, somebody, it's like when you go to the bathroom. The job ain't done until the paperwork is done. Somebody got to do all that. I don't have a patience for that stuff. Some love that shit. Mama Carol, she can do it all day, all night in between. Matter of fact, all my side, they can do that. The stuff online, the bank, man, that stuff's nerve-wracking to me. I can do it, don't want to do it, though. You understand what I mean? Man, I got up back. What y'all here for? You're intelligent enough. And they do a damn good job. You understand what I mean? Some of us, we just want to watch my son, this Kyle. Everybody knows Kyle by now, right? So I'm saying, come on, this guy, give me five. He looks at my hand, he looks at my hand and goes, looks at me like this. The first time he noticed it, he goes. Daddy? There you go. I said, yeah, it's all right, son. He don't know. So he looked at my hand, looked at his hand. He looked at my hand, looked at his hand. He looked at my hand, looked at his hand. He goes, basically, are you all right? Mm-hmm. It is, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all right, son. We all right. Ain't we all right? Yes, sir. Shane's hands want to look like damn roll mouth to Alcatraz. His hands look like, he look like he done walked on them damn things, man. That brother, man, he has been in the freezer, then in the heat, and then welding, and then, I mean, bro, say he's got some rough hands, man. But is that not a working man's hands, though?
Hallelujah.
You're going to have some rough-ass hands. That's all there is to it. When you shake my hand, it's like shaking hands with a sidewalk. It's got deep grooves in it from the road. I don't have manicured hands.
Hallelujah.
Oh, they don't guess they look manicured.
They look manicured to you? Manicured? They manicured? Huh?
They manicured to me. Man, if you take a razor blade and cut these calluses off, they'll just come back. So what you do, just let them wear the hell off and fall off. So there's no way in hell y'all can accuse us of being soft, man. Soft hands are people who are in palaces. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But that was my week. You know, getting old. That young man right there got a good work ethic.
Oh,
my God.
good young man right there.
Hallelujah. Young blood.
You keep that work ethic. Keep a smile on your face, yeah.
Yep.
And no matter what the world, to hell with the world. Always be encouraging Jesus.
Hallelujah. Come on.
And when they tell you that his name was, you know, you got some people out, his name ain't Jesus. Well, his name is God. That's what they'll tell you, right? It ain't done one miracle or done one sign, one wonder in that name, right? And then you tell them, well, spell it to them, they'll show you to Hebrew. Man, you can't read Hebrew. Or what they call Hebrew. We fortunate to come up with Yahshua, and even at that, they rejected. But the one thing about the king, though, he sure does back up his faith.
Yeah.
He?
Yeah.
Only back us up. Only back us up.
And government.
I keep telling people over and over again, it's not so much of the fact if you know him as if he knows you.
It is.
So for a few seconds here, we're going to talk about the mystery of iniquity.
Mm.
Teach Matthew 24, verses 3 through 5. Y'all ready? Y'all good?
Yes, sir.
Now, Yahshua told us that there will be a mystery of iniquity.
Mm.
It's a mystery because of the people that are without, they don't know. We that are within, we always know.
Yes,
do you understand that the Father would never do anything without telling us? As the old adage goes, surely Yahweh, our Elohim, will do nothing unless he reveals his secrets unto his servants, the prophets. The world, they ain't going to know. They're going to be an incognito. Us, we going to know. We going to know.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
We're children of the light.
Yeah, there it is.
We all going to know.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So, Matthew 24, starting, hold on.
Wait a minute.
Hey, did when did them do that promo code?
Yeah, I've got the
544.
Yeah, the new mail and dress. Yeah, it's been on there.
Where is it, Teach?
Should be close to the top. Should be.
New, okay. All right, so hold on. Before we get started, you know I want to put that out there. Gotta put it out there. New mailing address. Get your pen, sheet of paper, and then we'll be right back with you in just a moment. Come on with it. Sister Wenda.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. Gallatin is spelled G-A-L-L-A-T-I-N. Again, our mailing address is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word straightway and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and to be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. That's spelled strait.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of the Ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Shalom, the King is coming. How does somebody talk like that, though, man?
Yeah.
Sister Wendell has been talking like that for years, though, man. I appreciate it, my sister. And we're hoping to try to make it up there. That damn Trudeau. That's that Prime Minister up in Canada, Justin Trudeau. Huh?
The crime.
You're right. You say there ain't no Prime Minister, it's the Crime Minister. Man, Canada's jacked up as hell, man. Huh? Can we even get over the border now? They be, man, they so full of this. They want you to be juggernaut in order to get across the damn border. Brother Steve said, yeah, Prime Minister. He said, here this can. Well, if that's the case, then, be the Father's will, my brother. Hoping. Somebody say, Pastor Paul, just maybe be the Father's will. We'll check it out, see if we can get over there to see y'all. It's been far too long. How many years been now? 2 or 3 years?
Yes.
When we will go up there every year. We're going to see them too. Isn't that sad how Brother Ugly, what kind of soft spirit is that, man? He just fall out for no reason. Mm. You're right. Teacher Shane called it preeminence. Mm. What that doctrine trees? In that third time where Dr. Trees loved out of preeminence amongst the brothers, I'm telling y'all, man, y'all people be thinking that we don't know what the hell going on. We have seen you somewhere before. It's that. And Brother Ugly thought his place was so damn secure that he thought that he could get Brother Dwayne and Jane and the children. Man, Dwayne said, as soon as he came out with it, man, he said, man, I'm with Straightway.
Hallelujah.
Praise
God. That's it.
Brother Steve said, Teacher Shane nailed it. Oh, yeah, he nailed it, all right. Mm-hmm. He nailed it and drove the nail halfway through the 2x4. Mm-hmm. Mystery of Iniquity, come on with it.
And as he said upon the Mount of Olives.
That's the King of Kings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
The disciples came unto him privately.
No, not openly, but privately. He just got finished doing a big old teaching, right? Now the disciples come to him. The disciples are a little bit different than the people on the outside. They're a little bit more attentive, you understand me, because they have an inside. You know what I mean? So read on. Look what he said.
Say,
huh. Master, come on, because we hear a little bit different. The world hears one way, we hear another. The reason why the Messiah spoke to us in parables is because he didn't want everybody to hear.
Right.
Only those who have the ears to hear. That's why everybody can't get this message. It's closed. It's sealed.
Oh,
it's sealed. Come on with it. Come on with it, Teach.
Yeah. When shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of your coming? And of the end of the world.
So, they want to know when all this is going to happen. When it's going to be. And there's going to be a sign. Got to be a sign. Of your coming. And, no, they didn't say the beginning. They say the end of the world. That's loaded. Most people think the end is when the king comes back. They think the end.
Right.
We got another whole damn 1,000 years ago before it's in.
Yes, sir.
That's why you can't listen to these things, these damn books, these
often ask her, me and teachers ain't been battling. Listen, how old are you?
25.
No, how old are you, man?
29.
We was about around that age, around McNabb's age. And so, I told y'all about, there were these two old men. Brother Raby and who? Humble men. Humble men, man. I mean, beautiful spirited men.
Yes.
They came to Nashville, Tennessee, didn't
they? Yes.
And they was talking about the lunar Sabbath.
Yes.
I said, hey, T, check it out. So me and him, we checked it out. We listened. We listened very closely. Man, they had a strong pitch, too. They had a strong pitch. And just by their humility alone, man, they'd have got many folks, wouldn't it? We asked a few simple questions. Couldn't get a clear to the spirit. We were your age. Couldn't get a spirit. We didn't dishonor, disrespect at all. Is that right? And just couldn't, man, you have to understand, we were not your typical 20, just like you ain't typical 29. You know the book. You're learning the book. You know the book. No. We in it. If you understand what I mean. You can tell anybody else everything because it sounds good, they'll bite off on it. We weren't that way. We would even test our own self. Couldn't get with it. But, man, they will preach that lunar Sabbath and make you want to keep it. It will literally make you want to. Am I telling the truth?
True.
If you didn't have a working knowledge of the simplicity, you know, I keep telling people, I've always told people from the very beginning, listen, you go read Genesis 1, 2, 3, and when you think you read it, you ain't read it.
Right.
When you think you know it, you don't know it. You read it based on what you heard somebody else say.
Yes.
And you're reading it through, hearing it from there, and you're looking at it through the lenses what they have already given you. That's why I asked people, it's probably no, 3 or 4 weeks ago, I said, oh, so y'all now learn how to read the Bible now, right? I was still just jumping off the pages and stuff.
Hey.
Been there all this time. Well, I've read the Bible 7 times. Shut up. You know that if you've been paying attention to Straightway Truth Ministry, the one thing that we have always done ever since you come here is we have always looked behind words. Have we not?
Always.
We always define the word from the original.
Always.
That's why people are mad at us. So, tell us when shall these things be, what shall be the sign of our coming, and the end of this age. And Jesus answered and said unto him, this is the big thing right here. This is the big thing right here.
Yes, sir.
Nothing personal.
Wow.
I keep trying to tell y'all, they may be my enemies. I don't have it. But I'm glad they're my enemy. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Read, teach.
Take heed. Let no man deceive you.
Let no man do what?
Deceive you.
No man beguile you.
Yes.
No man lead you astray. You take heed. Let no man do that. For what?
Or many.
No. Some.
Many.
A remnant.
Many.
Just a few.
Many.
Totally opposite, isn't it? What is Christianity?
Many.
What is Islam?
Many.
You can't make it up.
Okay.
Oh. And what do people have this uncanny ability to always do? Herd mentality.
Yes, sir.
Whichever way the herd is going, we gone.
Yeah.
For many shall do what?
Come in my name.
Come in what?
My name.
And what are they going to do?
Say, I am the anointed one.
Now, what they're not saying that they are literally the Messiah themselves.
Right.
So, look, I'm anointed just like, I'm appointed just like,
ooh.
I'm a preacher just like, I'm a pastor just like, I'm a teacher just like, I'm a prophet just like, hey, I'm just like. That's a big one, man. For a while, we had a spirit man running around where women was running around hollering. Y'all told me. God said. And I said, bullshit. I had to come out in that type of thing right there. Ain't no way. How in the hell God, Yah, talking to you all this, and he only talked to me twice. But he done talked to your ass every night, every week. You out of your damn mind. He don't do all this talking. Y'all told me. You are y'all liars. You lying on y'all. Read.
And shall deceive many.
So many is going to come, and they're going to use the name of Yahshua, use the name of Jesus, and in that, they're going to do what? Like I told y'all, soon we start getting on these Marines for you. I didn't even know. I mean, we always talked about it, but not to this. We have not put it in our crosshairs. You know. You know what I mean? To be laser focused, we have not put it in there. Now it's laser focused. Now every time you turn around, you go out here, you look on Amazon, you look at all these bookstores and stuff. Everybody got something they're writing on maritime spirit. The only thing they're doing is what somebody else said. Not that they had experience. That's what they're doing. No revelation whatsoever. No power, no strength, no deliverance, no nothing. They're going to read what somebody else said, and then they regurgitate what they said. Listen, I'll be first tell you. We read the book, and we get a message from the book because y'all give it to us.
Yeah.
If y'all, come on, he said yesterday, today, and forever.
Yeah.
You read something that's profound for somebody, man, use that. Truth to preach to the day. But don't sit up and say it's gospel truth when you, it is totally 100% missing the message because somebody else has not inserted their opinion into the word. This is how they do it. Well, you know, it's the spirit of prophecy. You know, the book talks about the spirit of prophecy, right? But I'm telling you, that when Moses destroyed that calf, prophecy came out of it. See, they added stuff to it. Had nothing to do with the spirit of prophecy, but they added to it. That's the same thing they're doing over here. All right? So when you're dealing with, in these days, time, and hour, when y'all tell us, listen, Israel, I don't want you to be deceived. I don't want you to be beguiled. I don't want you to be disturbed in any kind of way. Listen, it ain't going to be a few. It's going to be a whole bunch of people.
Yes, sir.
They all going to come. In my name, saying I am of Messiah, and I'm going to use that to deceive many. Read on. That's verse 5, right?
Yes,
watch this one. Go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. This one, you need to hear that. Hey, before you go there, you got Isaiah? Go to Isaiah 29, verse 11. Isaiah 29, verse 11. I want y'all all to make sure y'all take a note of this particular passage right here. If you have scriptures, highlight it, underline it, whatever it is. You'll see where I'm coming from when I'm talking about this one right here, okay?
Yes, sir.
Isaiah 29, 11, and 12. Then, when you get to verse 13, you see what the Father said. Almighty Yahweh, that Yahshua said the exact same thing in the message. Read.
And the vision of all that's become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed.
The words of a book that is what?
Sealed.
Do y'all understand? This is the way y'all going to understand. Some of y'all been churched all your life. Have you not?
Yes, sir.
You carry the Bible. It was with you. You was there every Sunday. Sometimes you read it. And you thought you were getting the comprehension or the understanding thereof. Am I telling the truth?
It's true, nothing but.
You got this book in your hand, and all that you know how to do and all the power that you have, you're loving it. You know it's right. It's true. You think you have the comprehension and understanding of it.
Come on.
But Isaiah said, and the vision of all has become unto the words of a book that is
sealed.
You holding the book.
Come
yet,
on.
Yet the revelation of it ain't even open unto you.
Come on. Come on. Thank you, Father Yah. Thank you, Yah.
Am I telling the truth?
Yes.
But watch it. It's
soon as you receive the preacher.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
You know what's up.
Praise God.
That's what
y'all stated that.
Yes.
Dale.
And not only does he say preacher, but he says, if they receive you, they receive me.
Yes.
Y'all go set fire. But the majority of the time, you experience rejection. And he says, if they reject you, they reject
me.
Why? Because now he's hoping you understand. So that you might understand the scripture. Keep reading Isaiah. Come on.
Which men deliver to one that is learned.
Notice. Not one that is ignorant,
yeah.
Dumb,
right.
Don't have no comprehension. One that is learned. We will say today, one that is educated. Read.
Say.
Woo!
Read this.
Come on, man. Brother.
You see this? Read this, man.
Read that.
Read this. Read this.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
I pray.
Spirit.
Spirit. And he says, I cannot. Oh,
man, how can I read that, man?
Ooh,
I don't know why you read that.
Very elect.
Why can't you read it?
The very elect. For it is sealed.
It's what?
Sealed.
Man.
Yeah.
I'm reading the same words you're reading, but my understanding is not open. It's not here. Come on, D3, keep reading.
And the book is delivered to him that is not learned. Say, read this. I pray you. And he says, I'm not learned.
You hear that?
Yes,
so you have to learn, can't read. You have to unlearn, can't read.
Come on.
Read on.
Wherefore, God says, for as much
as what?
As this people,
this special kind of people, what do they do?
Draw near me with their mouth.
With their what?
Mouth.
Great swelling words of vanity.
I mean,
come on.
And with their lips to honor me.
Oh, they honor. Man, ain't that Christianity?
Yes, sir.
Is that not Islam?
Yep.
Oh, do they honor. But watch this.
But have removed the heart straw from me. And their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men.
If you don't do what I tell you, hell judgment. Now you're sitting here, and I say this in all humility, before, and y'all probably, I don't know, you may see it in your next generation. I think you may see it in your next generation. Now you're sitting here before Jeremiah 3:15.
Yeah.
And I will give you shepherds, pastors,
yeah.
According to
my heart,
which shall feed
you
with
knowledge
and
understanding.
So who gets the glory? Y'all does. Because y'all the one who's giving.
Yes,
and
God.
Every good and perfect gift comes from above.
Yes,
and y'all gave gifts unto men.
Yes.
Apostles, prophets, evangelists,
yes.
Pastors, and teachers. For your edification.
Yes,
you see what I mean? Nothing. But see that. No. See, I've been trying to take preeminence. What preeminence? Heartache? Resistance, rebellion, this necklace, trouble, sorrow,
rejection.
Yeah. That's Israel. Standard operating procedure. S-O-P. So you come over here, y'all lead you, and all of a sudden, even the very secrets and mysteries of the book is opened up to you. Not only the secrets and the mystery of the book, but you get over here for the first time in all your religious experience, you experience power.
Woo!
Power can't be denied. You like, what the? Now hold on, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
I hear people talking about it.
Yeah.
I'm actually seeing him doing.
Yeah.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Thereby glorifying Yahshua, that he does still have his people.
Oh, yeah.
On this earth.
Yeah.
We here.
the despised and the rejected, the all scouring of the earth.
Yep.
Whether you like it or not, we here.
Yep.
We still here.
Yep.
Whether you like it or not, we're still here.
Yes, sir.
We're
not going nowhere.
Whether you like it or not, we still here.
Yep.
And gonna be here.
Yeah.
And then once when we die,
y'all
raise us up and
Come on,
Seth.
Come on,
now.
Come on.
Fahrenheit.
Oh, yeah.
777.
Yes, sir.
Well, somebody going to make a shirt out of it. Watch it. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1. But y'all getting this, right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, just go and tell the truth. You understand it wasn't open until you heard me.
That's the truth.
And I'll be the first to tell you, oh, I get it. Oh, you heard me.
Yeah.
But it's really the Ruach.
Yeah,
you understand me?
Yes,
it's really truly the Ruach.
It is.
It's just that I have to be obedient to yield myself.
Mm.
But it's still, it's to Yah be the glory, all praise to the Most High.
All praise, all salvation.
You ain't got to worry about me. I don't want no privilege. I ain't got to worry about no glory. I don't need no glory.
Hallelujah. Serve me.
Come on. Man, for all you arrogant, pompous, pious people that think that we need somebody. You're so rejected, you need somebody. Listen, I was still doing this when there was nobody around. I didn't have nobody to pat me on the back. Now what you do? You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
You got to have that drive, that self-determination.
Come on,
you got to have that righteous God. To continue in well-doing.
Yes,
there ain't nobody else around. I'll go.
I have to go by myself.
Come on. And my mind made up. I'm going.
Yeah.
I am going.
Yes, sir.
To the kingdom
in the name of Jesus.
Come on.
Now we just
and remember on. when you make that testimony, make that statement, you're gonna be tested on it.
Yeah.
Yourself.
Yes, sir.
You see how powerful your ass you think you are.
Yeah.
See, most of you need somebody in order to continue to walk.
Ooh.
I don't need, I already got somebody.
Come on, Chuck.
My strength, my shield.
That's it.
My buckler.
That's it.
My high
tower.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Teacher, when are you going to get the 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1? Come on with it, man. You be wasting time. Come on.
Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our master, Yeshua.
Now, the beseeching is a begging, invoking, inviting. Look, brother, we're begging you. Mm-hmm. We're inviting, we're invoking you. Please come here. Draw now. Yeah, go ahead.
And by our gathering together unto him.
Come on.
That you what? Be not soon shaken.
Stop. What's the biggest trouble we got nowadays?
Yes, sir.
People what? They shaking in what?
Come on. In mind.
They're shaking where?
In mind.
They're shaking where?
In mind.
But watch this. Not only shaking in mind, as soon as something enters your subconscious or your conscious, to where even if it's a dream, you're even troubled in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
Or be troubled neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us.
Let me tell y'all something. Anytime y'all hear something, it brings a trouble into your spirit. I'm not talking about to where you actually are attentive and listening and hearing. You're keenly tuned in. I'm talking about you just troubled. You hear something, because it's something not used to what you hear. Read.
That the day of Messiah is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means.
So we heard it once, right?
Yes,
now we're hearing it twice.
Yes, sir.
You think we'll take heed to it?
Yes, sir.
Now notice, this time he goes a little step further and says, by any what?
Means.
Hear that?
Yes, sir.
People will come up with all kinds of ways to beguile you.
but let no man deceive you by any means. Read.
For that day.
That day. What?
Shall not come.
Hold on. I love this part right here. Notice. So you deal with the rapture theory. You deal with Christianity. Everybody. Oh, yeah, you follow me. Man, everybody's waiting for the sweet by and by when we meet on that beautiful shore. I'm like, that don't line up with what I'm reading. It sounds good. Mm-hmm. Boy, it feels good in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
We all go out in the field and wait to be raptured up.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Ooh. Man. The king is getting ready to come. We just going to be sitting by passively waiting for him to just change us in a moment into our way. Hell and death and destruction is going to have to the whole damn world. See what a working knowledge of the book would do for you if you had a working knowledge.
Yes, sir.
Read that verse again.
Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come.
Unless that what?
Except
what?
There come a falling away.
A great intuition.
Falling away.
A great anticipation.
Falling away.
We know that the king is coming.
Falling away.
So before the king comes, the majority of people who profess him will fall away. Revelation coming up. You can't fall away unless you're in it. He ain't talking about the world. The world is already gone.
Right.
He's not talking about Christianity.
Right.
They're already serving pagan gods. He damn sure ain't talking about Islam.
Right.
The falling away are ones, blessed are they who keep the commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter into the gate of the city. If you love me, keep my commandments. In other words, the falling away is coming from those who have been chosen to be saved. Many are called. But few out of the many are chosen. Like I was telling y'all, when you deal with different courses in the military, they're designed. You can't embrace the something good. Hey, ring the bell, man. Quit. Come on. You ain't really quit. Come on.
Yeah.
Ooh. Give it up. Y'all getting it?
Yes, sir.
You're playing football. Now, in college, then, you can have 120 people starting on, I mean, going out for them football and shit or something like that. When you get to the NFL, you can have 80, 90 people. Only 53 going to make their roster. How do you make a roster in college? 70?
It could be more than that.
You know what I mean? And they can be dressing out and never see the damn field. They'll see it, but they'll never touch it.
Ooh.
Not for real.
Yes, sir.
But it's still on the team.
Mm-hmm.
In the car, but few are chosen.
Yes, sir.
Chosen are the ones that start 11 on both sides of the ball, 22, and plus special teams. You follow me? Mm-hmm. That ain't every damn body. Never mind. But you see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Read. Watch it. And he gets really personal right here. Come on.
Except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition.
Now, here's the kicker. If I turn around and tell you, all right, Israel, that's Satan in the flesh. Who won't believe that shit? Who literally gonna believe it though? Are you following me? Can I give y'all a revelation? Satan is an emulator. He has to do what Messiah has already done. Because he's not the originator. Nothing. He already told us, clue, that day is not gonna come except there come a fall away first, right?
Yes, sir.
Did not Messiah already come first on the scene?
Yes, sir.
So guess what? The man of sin is coming up on the scene too.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to deceive many. Because the book of Revelation already said that the man of sin is going to come and do lying signs and wonders.
Angel of light.
So we turn around and tell you, all right, there's Satan right there. The world going to be deceived because you know why? You don't think Satan going to be doing good?
Right.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Alleged. Good.
Yeah.
You don't think he'll be?
Uh-huh.
He's going to do so much good that if you even say a word against him, look at the political climate of today. You say one damn word against him, you're automatically demonized. By that time, the climate may be, they're going to hang your ass up by the toes. Because you ain't going to say just Satan. You're going to say, that is the anti-Messiah.
Yeah.
That is the one the book told us. You know how many voices are going to be doing that? Not many.
Not many.
Just a few.
The remnant.
The whole world, hook, line, and sinker, going to swallow that mess.
Woo.
Christianity going to be, man, they're going to be deep. Hook, line, and sinker.
Yep.
They all will be worshiping the beast.
Yeah.
There they are. The remnant gonna be like, what the hell did you see?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're gonna demonize you as rebellious, insensitive. You don't love. And mind you, this guy gonna be doing now good. Lying. Signs and wonders. That's why you can't just stick. You gotta be able to put all this together. He gonna do lying, signs and wonders. And it's going to convince the masses.
Right.
And you're going to go try and talk to your people.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to cuss your ass out.
At the least.
Mm-hmm. He got something more powerful than a jab. The whole world going to accept it. Remember, and he called them
all.
Some.
All.
A few.
All.
One.
All.
Notice, he going to cause how many?
All.
To do what? To receive a what?
Mark.
In their right hand or in their
forehead.
The all is in the world, but not the remnant.
Right.
We already see.
We shall be saved.
Oh, yeah.
We're
going to
be saved.
Ain't
going to
be marked.
No, we ain't going to be
marked. Come on. Different.
That's why. Don't worry about it. It's been 20 years. Since we went over the seals, the trumpets, and the vials. But I can tell it's coming back again. So we're going to revisit that again. It's coming back again. Y'all gave us a lot of revelation back then. You're probably going to really open it up to us now. Reteach. So y'all got to see this, though, man. Y'all can't be falling for the okey-doke. Y'all can't be falling. I'm telling y'all can't be. Listen, the reason why it seems like we know so much, I'm going to give you the secret. Anybody want to know it?
Yes, sir.
Anybody want to see?
Yes, sir.
All right. Type in 10 if you want to know the secret.
10.
The reason why it seems like we know so much, because the semen is very true. There's a reason why we know so much. They that preach the message must
live.
They that preach the message must
live.
That's the reason why we know so much.
Yes, sir.
See, there's a dynamic in there.
Do it.
When you preach it, you live it. When you live it, you do it. Blessed are not the hearers, but the
doers.
Come on. Most people are talking about it, but they ain't living it.
No power of revelation.
True.
Why would y'all reveal any damn thing to him when he can't even trust you to obey his word? He can't even trust you to be a good wife to obey him. You trying to figure out ways to finagle and get around him and soften it up. And so everybody get their way and be appeased while he's frustrated.
Come on, Chef.
American woman! Stay away from me!
That's the truth.
American woman! Won't you let me be? Don't you come around here no more. I don't need you knocking at my door. That was a classic in the
70s. Yeah, in the
70s. The early 70s. Israelite woman, stay the hell away from me. Especially if you ain't obeying him and keeping his commandments.
Yes, sir.
Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Read on, teach.
The son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called Yah.
Y'all hear that?
Yes,
see, this young man, y'all better get on your face and find this fire of Yah. No, for real. That's all. Listen. Let me see.
Woo.
Man, y'all was like 24, 23 years old when y'all, really dealing with. I've always had a conscious.
Anybody ever had
a conscious fear of
y'all?
Even though you didn't know much. You know, you had your own rights. You hear people saying GD, but you wouldn't say it. That was a y'all conscious already placed in you.
Mm-hmm.
But then one day,
Jesus
came and knocked at your door.
Yeah.
He knocked at your door. You open up the door, you go,
come on in! Come on in! Yeah!
He came and talked with you.
Yes, he did!
And then from that point on, but nobody
else.
Talk about everything, but I'll promise you one thing. You see this man right here?
Yeah.
I literally gave up everything.
Yes, sir.
I literally went to poverty.
Yes, sir.
You did too?
Yes.
Desolate. Total 100% desolation.
Great job.
Go! Well, guess what? It's already said before you. You ain't got to go through all that now. All you got to do is just enter in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You don't have to go through all that.
Come on.
Thank
you. Yeah, I mean, he means what he says. Listen, if I'm going to test you, prove me, and try you, you better believe I'm going to test and prove me and try you. You can't get up out of here. No, no. I can't have no hypocrisy, no hypocrisy.
Yeah,
it ain't like y'all don't already know who you are. He's trying to get you to see who you
are. Oh, come on. Come on.
He better know who you are. You want to see who you are.
Perfected by one song.
If you were really, truly going to go with him.
Come on. Come on.
You sang the songs.
Oh,
I go with him.
Woo-hoo.
All the way. Oh, really? That's how y'all deal.
Ooh, come on.
And then you got these damn steeple-ass Christians. There's not a friend like the Lord. And you steeped in sin. And iniquity. Shut the hell up. Well, we going to the kingdom.
Yeah, amen. Jesus. Come on,
we
man.
We're going to the kingdom.
Oh,
been there, done it. Been there, done it.
Come on.
Got something to add to it. See, we're in our 50s now. We still got a test to come. Y'all just don't test you at one stage and give you a five for the rest of you.
Come on.
He gives you a test at every stage.
Yes. Come on.
You will always be tried,
yes, sir,
until the end.
Yes. Count it all.
He that endures,
yes, sir,
until the end,
yes,
same shall be saved. Y'all better stop this romper room salt shit and crap that the world be peddling to you.
Yeah.
Are we talking too long?
No.
You preach?
Man.
You sure we ain't talking too long?
Man.
True.
Right on time. Oh, I'm sensitive, but I'm sensitive to y'all.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Come on, teach, read on.
Who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called Yah, or that is worship? So that he is Yah, sits in the temple of Yah, showing himself that he is Elohim.
Come on.
Remember you not?
Where did Brother Samuel and Elder Rufus go, my moderators? I got Steve in the house. Come on. Read on.
Remember you not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now, you know what withholds, that he might be revealed in his time.
Here we go. He coming. He coming. He coming. He coming now. Come on.
For the mystery.
Elder Rufus said, I'm right here.
Yeah.
Samuel said, we here, shepherd. So we must have got a good crowd tonight. The reason why I'm asking, because you would have seen their name popped up in the chat room. Boy, they would have been Mukinde Matumbo all over the place. Boy, man, there'd be so many trolls in there. Mm-hmm. So they must have done purged them out.
Praise
Come on.
For the mystery of iniquity does already work.
For the mystery of iniquity do already what?
Already work.
Let me stop for a second. We read the account of Sodom and Gomorrah, right?
Mm-hmm.
When Lot's wife turned to a pillar of salt.
Yes, sir.
Stop for a second. That was the condition of the world at that time. Look at it now. Is it not worse?
Yes.
Oh, don't worry about it. I know what y'all are doing. You know what he's doing? He's letting the whole entire world fill up its cup.
Yep.
Yeah. I keep trying to tell y'all, I said it once, said it a thousand times. Yah was literally involved in the patriarch's life in the day.
Yes, he was.
Now, fill up your cup. No, fill it up. We gonna see. You know how many Sodomites actually think they gonna make it to the kingdom? Because they have redefined love outside of y'all. How many lesbians think they're going to make it to the kingdom? And most of them don't even believe in the kingdom any that way. The fool have said in his heart, there's no y'all.
Come on.
And I often say it like this. All right. So if I spent the last 30, 40 years of my life, and all I did was read that book,
come on, sir,
kept the commandments, be obedient, seek for revelation, truth, delivered the power from the Holy Spirit to help Yah's people to get free from the oppressor in his life. Have I done all that, lived set apart, and been obedient to the best? And then when it's all said and done, there's nothing. There's nothing. So if you spent your whole life living in lewdness, debauchery, riotous living, and it's all said and done, there's nothing, guess what? Nobody's lost nothing.
Right.
Either way it goes. You chose that, I chose this.
Right.
However,
if. Yes,
yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. If I am right,
mm-hmm.
and I have chosen the right path,
the right
to obey.
Yes.
The image of the invisible God.
Woo!
Who was the express
image
of Yah.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. And to keep the commandments.
Yes, sir.
And follow the law of Moses and the prophets.
Yes, sir.
Done my due diligence. And I've done this. And still strive to do this. And I'm good. And you chose to not do any of this, then guess what? You got hell to pay. So either way it go, we good. Whether we live or die, we are y'all.
Yes.
We good.
Hallelujah.
We still y'all.
Yeah.
All day. How you like them odds, Mr. Smart Aleck? What was the name of that one damn atheist? Damn, what was the name of that? I mean, he was a profound atheist, too. Now I have to go back and look at him. And he smoked a lot. Came up on his time of death, and they tried to convert him. He said, if that was such a thing, I'll see you there. You know just well as I do,
He gone.
Yeah.
Listen, Pastor Dow has been around, as a matter of fact, I've never spoken about this ever in the whole of ministry. Now listen, I've literally been around the death of the wicked. Some so close that they actually came to the ministry, experienced deliverance, and took out the door and run. They ran from it. Just that deliverance. And on their deathbed, you know what they were doing? Now listen, y'all ever heard of an aneurysm? You know what an aneurysm is? An aneurysm is when you got blood vessels in your brain, right? And they can't repair them. Some of them they can, but they can't. And your body just fills up with blood. It just bleeds in it throughout because it can't stop it. We sit there, did you not, a few people now, and one of them wasn't even an aneurysm. It's their time. Can't do nothing for them. They be sitting there, you think they're getting ready to pass away peacefully. All of a sudden, they're laying on the bed, right? They were raised up. They come out with a hideous, out of nowhere. And someone raising up and grabbing as if they're falling. They're trying to keep them from the pit. I've experienced it, seen it, the death of the wicked, who in their life denied y'all, denied your existence with y'all. They want to hear a damn thing you got to say. Horrific death. Trying to hold on to every little morsel of breath that they had. Live a whole full life denying him the whole damn time. And I watched them. Literally, look, when the righteous in that situation, when they cross over, gone. When the wicked, it's hell. It's anguish of heart and spirit. I said, I've never spoken about it. First time I ever spoke about it. I've seen people. Not physically in my eyes, not to discern though, going to the pit. And I've seen the righteous pass on. The last righteous I've seen pass on was my dad. I went down to go see him. He was still breathing. He would take one breath every 30 seconds. That means he could still hear. Told Dad, appreciate everything he's done for us in our life. Getting ready. Prepare yourself for the kingdom. But remember, Dad, remember what David said. You're going to go walk through the valley of shadow of death, but don't worry about it. Don't fear no evil. The gospel. I should still that with you. That was my last conversation with Dad now.
Wow.
As I sit right there with him. And the longer I sit there with him, the breath got farther and farther away. And I thanked him for being there. Everybody always, well, you know, you didn't do this. Listen, my dad was always there. You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Always there. And it's crazy because when I got up to leave, I was halfway down the road is when he passed. Crossover. He was actually just waiting to hear from me before he crossed over. Think about that for a second. Gladly went to the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Huh? So I've seen the wicked and I've seen the righteous. I've seen it. And I've seen the wicked. Who didn't live nothing for y'all? And I watched the best. It's bad. You don't want that side.
at all. So I said, you better come on. I ain't got my glasses on. Run my drum. All right. But y'all, you understand what I'm saying? And I seen the righteous. But then I sat there and watched this damn fat, nasty, stank, funky-ass spirit of Victoria Hardwick sit up there and try to speak all that condemnation on that doubt. And mind you, I took her off the job to take care of that doubt, help care take care of that doubt, right? Man, she started, you know, new room, sweet good. Man, that shit started turning the pot. And then all of a sudden, here comes Sister Johanna, Brother Patrick's wife. Man, she turned the whole house upside down. Beautiful spirit. Children beautiful. I mean, just the whole family beautiful. Just beautiful. This damn envious-ass woman got mad and upset because here we are supporting Johanna more than this one. This one gets out there and makes videos lying her fat, stanky, funky ass off. Somebody said, why do you talk like that, Pastor Al? Because she is. You don't believe me? Tell her to take a picture of herself and watch her. She's nasty, vile, an ogre of a troll, a demonic, past Jezebel. Spirit. Yeah. Fit the name, don't they? You don't believe me? I'll tell you what. Let's put this channel. We'll take a picture of me today. We'll take a picture of her today. Let's see what you get. See what you get. See what you see. Let me tell y'all something. There are some people that are here actually to serve Satan. And they are here to capture the souls of the righteous. But then there are those who are righteous to actually resist and fight against the kingdom of Satan. And you got to have a ready mind weighed up and ready to fight and wage in this war. Because I'm telling you, there ain't no discharge in this war. In any way, shape, fashion, or form. Believe what people say with words, because many people are deceived with vain words. Is that right? You better start paying attention to what Yahshua taught us a long, long time ago. Fruit. And by their fruit. Do you know good fruit from rotten fruit?
Come on, Chef.
Do you really truly know good fruit from rotten fruit? You shall know them. Oh, man, it's 9:20. Good. Why are we still here? Man, we talked a lot tonight. Bro, Steve, big time. Fruit, 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 fruit. You know the reason why you can say fruit? Yeah. I'm going to say it again. Every time when Mother Carol and I and Mother Nellie and I, we go to Canada, where will we go? Where will we go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
True.
That's it.
Problem is everybody think we all together like them. We've been young, now we old. We getting old. The best thing you do is pay attention to what we're doing.
That's it.
Learn from it. Mm-hmm. Save you a lot of steps.
Yes, sir.
Because you got to carry this on farther.
Yes, sir.
At least you're in the vein to where you can see and discern what the enemy is doing so you can't be deceived. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Because the Hasatan, man, I'm telling you, he got a plan out for every damn successive generation. But remember what the Apostle Saul said. We are not ignorant of the devil's devices. The ones that are not ignorant of the devil's devices are the ones who know their enemy. See, if you're going to be a war, if you're going to play in the war, you're going to be in the warfare, you need to know your enemy. What is his tactics?
Yeah.
What is his tendency?
Yeah.
What does he do? How does he think?
Yeah.
How does he move?
How does he
what persuasion does he use? What
you
need to know everything about your enemy. Where does he usually at? How does he smell?
Yeah.
What does he talk like?
Yeah.
You need to know every bit of information you can.
Yes, sir.
Do this. Do this. Well, I believe blood of Jesus. Oh, I believe blood of Jesus, too. But the blood of Jesus ain't never taught me to be stupid.
Mom.
Mm-hmm. can't break it down no more simple than that.
Come on,
you better be in four.
Yes.
And believe me, if y'all pay attention to what I'm saying politically, because I deal with a lot of social, political, economic, I try to lay it all out for you, what's getting ready to take place, what's happening. I can only do so much.
Yes.
I don't know every damn thing that's going on, only what y'all get to. Now, God, he knows everything that's going on. But, man, there's some things you have to understand. Y'all never, ever stop testing us. People, oh, no. He's up. Listen, damn it. I'm going to finish this broadcast on this. We didn't finish it all, T, but we're going to finish it on this, all right? Yahshua sat down on a tree. And he said, if it is possible. But no, before he got to the tree. If it's possible, let this cup. He said cup. Cup. Pass from me. Y'all didn't answer. Because they ain't y'all's will. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And y'all don't want to hear this. I'm going to say it, but when he hung on that tree, y'all let his own son die. Because he's so holy and so righteous, he couldn't look up on sin.
Yes,
and Yahshua took upon himself the sins.
Bless his holy name.
Of the world.
Bless his holy name.
And every single sin that there was. Remember, Yahshua was tempted in all points. When you get finished with all, ain't nothing left.
Yeah.
Yet without sin. That's why I keep telling people, Yahshua was tempted with homosexuality. He was tempted with all the craziness of this wicked-ass world, just like Solomon. Solomon gave himself to it. I withheld nothing. Yahshua said, and because he overcame every single sin, now we're overcome.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Greater is he. Come on. We're worshiping God.
Man, I think the problem is you literally, truly been taught a fairy tale the way you have no respect for Yah himself.
Yes, sir. That's the truth.
Ooh.
That's the truth.
Because Yah is holy.
Yes, he is. Law is holy.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Yah is holy.
Yes, he is.
That's why he could say, that every knee shall bow.
Yes.
And every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ himself.
Yes, sir.
You know, he is the son of Yah, right?
Yeah.
Y'all get that, right?
Yes, sir.
Nobody is going to get to the kingdom without making that confession that he is.
To the door.
He is wonderful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all chose to make an earth suit.
Yeah.
I can't help you don't get this. I can't help you trying to be logical and bring it down to the end. You got to be filled with a true rule.
You got to be born again. Come on.
Because, I mean, I've been on your side, whether it's natural. Oh, I get it. One is father, son, always get out of this. I get that.
Yeah.
But, man, when you are really truly born again, all of a sudden.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Make purpose.
Thank you, y'all.
You better repent.
Yeah.
Unless you shall all likewise perish. So, what we say is something to stimulate thought. We got to get up and get early in the morning. To the mess of the King of Glory. Hopefully, we don't know what the Father's gonna do. It'll be His will. We're gonna be still tearing down the kingdom.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. The one thing that Satan don't want you to do is be informed. Because if you're informed, when you see something, y'all know how many people pass by life every single day and don't see all these symbolisms, all these objects, and everything. To you, it's obvious. It jumps right off. Like, and it's like, it's out in front of you, but to them, totally blind.
Come on, Shepard.
But you got it.
Yeah.
Because you've been chosen to be a child.
Oh, yeah!
Now, what we need,
come on.
We need you women to stay at home.
Yeah.
Raise the children.
Oh, yeah.
Guide the house.
Yeah, please.
Let the men get out about evangelizing.
Yes.
Let us get about being our father's business.
Yes.
Let us get on the field.
Yeah.
Come on, Shepard.
On the battlefield.
Because the truth is, the only good death in this world is a good death in war on the field. That's where the Spartans learned it from. That's why there's a publication called, and been going on for a long time, called The Voice of the Martyrs. Teachers, I think they think that we're going to bow and consent.
Oh, shit.
Come on. After all these many years. Because you know an apocrypha, it gives you the layout.
Come on, Jeff! Yeah!
Let's test it.
Come on!
Get that testimony.
Come on!
Test that resolve.
Come on!
I remember what he said, fear not him which is able to destroy the body.
Come on!
But fear the one is able to destroy both body and soul in hell.
Yes, sir. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
You better do this right now, but afterwards you can't do no more.
No more.
Coming back again.
Fire in the house. Oh, yeah.
It's not settled and made up right now, and we're in the green.
Now.
You can forget about the time.
Ain't no way.
You talk all the shit you want. It don't mean a damn thing. You make no sacrifice now, you can't make no sacrifice
then.
You will not make no sacrifice.
Will not.
Because you're not accustomed to sacrifice.
Oh, you ain't trained. Come on, Chef.
We here. And we make our boast in Yah.
Come on.
Because without him, we can do nothing. So we bless you all. See y'all tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. 6 p.m. time. In the sweet presence of the strong, victorious and mighty, overcoming name, our soon coming king.
Yes.
Yahshua. How much yet? Jesus the Christ.
Hallelujah.
Shabbat shalom, Israel. The king.
Yes, he is coming.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Come on.
God, dog, bro.
Hey.